们来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们第二天的灵恩会。
Let's pray to ask God to guide us on the second day of spiritual convocation.
求神的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the words of God become the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path.
让我们对神认识更清楚，也能够更清楚来认识我们自己。
So we can come to understand God more clearly and also understand ourselves more deeply.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray together.
我们继续来查考爱的真谛。
Let's continue to study the essence of love.
圣经说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
The Bible records that now remains faith, hope, and love.
信仰生活的三大内容就是信、望、爱。
And the three greatest aspects of our faith is faith, hope, and love.
如果我们对神有很大的信心。
And if we have very great faith toward God,
对人有很大的爱心,
and we have great love toward others,
对天国有很活泼的盼望,
and we have great hope toward the heavenly kingdom,
我们整个生活态度跟内容会有很大的改变,
then our attitude and the content of our life will have a dramatic change.
但是我们常常觉得自己信心不足,
A lot of times we may find our faith is deficient.
所以我们为这样祷告，也求神帮我祷告，让我信心能够更好。
And so we need to pray that God will add to our faith.
但是我们仔细想，我们觉得自己爱心不够，这个时候好像不多。
But for those who really ask God to increase our love toward others, these type of prayers may not be sufficient.
真的跪下来祷告，神啊，你加添我爱心的可能更少。
And those who really kneel down to specially pray to God to give me more love are probably very inadequate.
那对天国的盼望也是这样。
And this is the same with our hope to heaven.
昨天有一个弟兄说，他祷告有一个很特别的体验。
And yesterday, the brother testified that when he prayed, he had a very special experience.
就是有一股力量一直把他的头一直拉往上看。
That when he, there's a power that kept lifting his head to look upward to heaven.
我想这是个很奇妙的体验。
And this is a very amazing experience.
我们人在地上都是看地上的事。
We who live on this earth always look downward into this world.
都是思念地上的事。
We set on our mind on the things below.
其实我们的神是在上面。
But our God is in the heavens above.
我们要把我们的注意力往上提升。
We need to focus our attention on things above.
把我们的盼望往上提升。
We need to put our hope and cast it on the heavens above.
一旦那个盼望变成很活泼。
And when this hope becomes very lively.
我们的生活内容会有很大的改变。
Then the content of our life will have a dramatic change.
因为一旦我们有天国的盼望。
And because once we have this true hope of heaven.
我们在地上就是做客人。
Then we will view our current life as only a pilgrimage.
我们是寄居的。
We are only pilgrims in this world.
我们的目标是回天家。
As sojourners, our focus, our goal is to return to heaven.
但是很可惜啊，我们基督徒一直享受神的恩典。
But as Christians today, we tend to just rely and enjoy God's grace.
好像一只老鹰吃得饱饱，但是飞不起来。
And like an eagle that has filled itself with a lot of food that he cannot even take off.
所以灵恩会就是帮助我们把世界抛在一旁，让我们抬头往上看。
And the spiritual convocation is a time when we can put the world aside and reflect on spiritual matters.
那当我们想到爱心的时候
，And when we think about things relating to love,
我们就发现每个人对爱的观念不一样，做法也不一样。
Every one of us has a different concept of what love is, and we have different manners.
到底什么叫做有爱心
？To show love, and so what exactly is love?
如果没有圣经啊
，If without the Bible,
没有标准
，There is no standard for us to follow.
那有了圣经，标准就出来。
And with the Bible, we are able to tell where the standard of love lies.
神就是爱。
And God is love.
他就是爱的本身。
He is the manifestation of love.
他就是爱的来源。
He is the source of all love.
那神是成为肉身来到地上。
And God manifested in flesh and came on this earth.
神的本性有形有体的居住在基督里面。
The fullness of Godhead has been fully filled within the man Jesus Christ.
所以圣经里面每一次提到神的爱，都说基督为我们而死。
And so every time that Christ is mentioned in the Bible, it mentions also that Christ has died for us.
所以什么叫有爱心？
And so what does it mean to have love?
跟主耶稣一样就对了。
To be same as like Lord Jesus Christ.
什么叫做谦卑？
And what is humility?
跟主耶稣一样就对了。
And to be humble just like Lord Jesus, and we'll be right.
什么叫做公义？
And what does it mean to be just?
跟主耶稣一样就对了。
As long as we also follow in Jesus' steps, and we'll be right.
主耶稣就是我们做人的榜样。
And Lord Jesus Christ is our model for everything we shall do.
是绝对的标准。
He is our absolute standard to look up to.
昨天、今天、明天，永远一样。
Yesterday, today, tomorrow, he will always be the same.
在每一个社会、每一个文化、每一个时代里面。
In every age, every culture, every time in the history of mankind.
主耶稣所设下的榜样是不会改变。
Lord Jesus set an example that will be unchanging and forever applicable to all ages.
好，那我们现在再回来看。哥林多前书十三章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
十三章的第五节。
Verse 5. Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil.
昨天我们查考第五节的前两句。
Yesterday we studied the first two.
爱是不做害羞的事。
Love does not behave rudely.
不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
就是我们爱一个人，我们就把他的益处摆在我们的前面。
If we love someone, we would put the interest of that person ahead of our own interests.
我常常记得一个故事，大概提了好几次。
I often remember the story that has been mentioned many times.
还有一次我们到加纳去开工人讲习会。
One time we had a worker seminar in Ghana.
我跟另外一个同工啊，中午就去外面吃这个炸鸡。
We went out with another coworker to eat fried chicken during lunch.
我们这里吃 Kentucky Fried Chicken 的人很少。
And we hardly eat Kentucky Fried Chicken here.
但是对加纳人这个是宝贝。
But to the Ghanaians, this is a very precious commodity.
那有两个工人，一个就留在教会看守，另外跟我们去。
And there was two co-workers, and one stayed at the church, the other came with us to lunch.
那个炸鸡啊，有一个炒饭，那上面有两块骨头。
And for the fried chicken they served, they had a bed of rice with two pieces of fried chicken on top of the rice.
我们一块还没有吃完，我发现那个同工两块鸡肉都不见了。
And we noticed that we haven't even finished our first piece of chicken, but the co-worker had already swallowed everything of the,
连骨头也不见了。
Of the two chicken pieces, even the bones were gone.
哎，对他们来讲，骨头也很好吃。
Because to them, bones are also very delicious.
我说，问他，哎，你怎么吃这么快？
And we asked him, how did you finish it so quickly?
原来他只吃一块。
He said, oh, I only ate one piece.
然后另外一块他就包起来。
The other piece he saved.
然后就带在口袋。
And he wrapped it up and put it in his pocket.
我说，那你这个要做什么？
I asked him, what are you going to do with the other piece?
他说，我要带给另外一个同工吃。
I want to bring it home to give to the other co-worker.
那我听了就很感动了。
And when I heard it, I was deeply moved.
他也可以两块吃完，然后告诉他同工，哇，炸鸡很好吃。
He could have finished the two pieces and told his co-worker how delicious it was.
但是爱是不求自己的益处。
But love does not look out for his own interests.
所以他也愿意跟他的同工来分享。
And so he was willing to share what little he had with his co-worker.
所以有时候我们常常发现，父母都把最好的留给孩子。
And as parents, we'll often save the best for our children.
我记得我小的时候，我父亲每个月回家一次。
And I remember when I was small, my father used to come home once a month.
那是1950年代。
In 1950s.
他就是买一个苹果。
He will buy one apple.
我们这个小孩子就是闻一闻，没有机会吃。
As children, we can only sniff it, but we had no opportunity to eat it.
那个苹果就是要给他的妈妈。
Because that apple was to give to his mother.
那我印象很深。
And that was deeply impressed my mind.
爱是不求自己的益处。
And love does not seek its own benefits.
把别人的益处放在我们的益处之前。
We put others' interests in advance of our own interests.
当我们小的时候
，and when we're small，
父母把我们的益处放在他们面前。
Our parents put our interests as a priority.
当父母老的时候
，and when our parents become old，
我们把他的益处放在我们的面前。
We need to put their interests as a priority in our lives.
那这个叫做爱。
And this is called love.
好，那我们再回来看我们刚刚所读的。
Let's turn back to the verse we just read.
所以说爱是不轻易发怒。
Says that love is not easily provoked.
常常生气，从圣经看起来就是缺乏爱心。
Those who like to argue a lot or become angry does not have love.
那有爱心就是不容易生气。
So a person who does not easily get angered is someone with love.
所以爱心增加，怒气会减少。
And so when our love increases, our anger will decrease.
我们先来看神给我们设下的榜样。
And let's look at what God has set as an example for us.
诗篇的103篇。
Let's look at Psalms 103.
诗篇的103篇。
Psalms 103.
第八节
Verse 8.
103篇第八节
Psalms 103 verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
这里说神有怜悯有恩典不轻易发怒且有丰盛的慈爱。这里特别提到神不轻易发怒。
Here specifically mentions that God is slow to anger.
那为什么神不轻易发怒？
Why does God able to be? Why does He have slow to anger?
圣经说神一生气，地大震动。
The Bible describes that if God is angry, then the whole earth will be shaken.
如果神一生气，没有一个人挡得住，受得了。
If today God is in fury, then no one can withstand His fury.
那神没有生气。
But God is not angry.
到现在我们还活着。
Because today we still survive in this world.
不是我们没有问题。
It is not because we don't have our weaknesses or problems. 我们在
神的标准下是犯很多的罪。
Under the standard of God, we have fallen short in every way.
但是为什么神不轻易生气？
But why is God so slow in anger toward us?
这个前面一句话说，他有怜悯。
The first part of verse says, the Lord is merciful.
就是神的本性。
So the divine character of God is good.
那为什么人容易生气？
And why would man easily be angered?
就是人的本性跟神不一样。
Because our inherent character is different from God's.
如果有一天我们越来越有神的这种本性，
If in the future we will have more and more like the image of Christ in our hearts,
那我们就越来越不容易生气。
Then we will be slower and slower to get angry.
我们回来看诗篇的八十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 86.
诗篇的八十六篇。
Psalms 86.
第五节。
Verse 5. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you.
这里说神啊，你本为良善。
It says here, Lord, you are good.
然后有乐意饶恕人。
And you're ready to forgive.
所以我们就知道啊，神不容易生气，因为他本性，他的神的本质是良善的。
We know that God is not easily angered because His divine essence is to be good.
那我们人容易生气，因为我们的本质有问题。
And we are easily angered because our inherent character has problems.
常常是自私自利自我为中心。
We are often very selfish, very self-centered, and we are focused on ourselves.
所以人容易生气。
And so that's why we are easily angered.
那下面说神乐意饶恕人。
Here states that the Lord is ready to forgive.
而且有丰盛的慈爱。
And abundant in mercy.
所以乐意饶恕人就没有生气的原因了。
And if a person is always readily able to forgive, then it will be easy for them not to get angry.
那常常生气就是因为我们心里面没有办法饶恕人。
And if we get angry often, it's because we cannot forgive other people.
所以没有办法饶恕，我们就会生气。
And because we are unable to forgive, we will be angry.
所以一个人有爱心他就 可以饶恕别人。
A person with love will easily be able to forgive another person.
好像神饶恕我们。
And just as the Lord has forgiven us.
那我们就不容易生气。
And so we will not be easily angered.
因为已经赦免了。
Because everything has been forgotten.
赦免了就没有生气的原因呢。
And forgiven, so what else is there to dispute about?
那这个怒气没有办法解消，就是内心没有办法赦免。
And the reason that our anger cannot be dissipated is because this forgiveness cannot be given.
那没有办法赦免，怒气就会存在。
And without forgiving others, then the anger will remain in our heart.
所以圣经说不要含怒到日落。
And that is why the Bible says we should not hold our anger past the sunset.
就是要从心里面赦免别人。
So we must be able to relinquish or give up and forgive others.
怒气就消失了。
And then our anger will be resolved.
那第二点，为什么神不轻易发怒？
And secondly, why is it that God will not be easily angered?
我们回来看诗篇的103篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 103.
14节。
Verse 14.
诗篇103篇14节。
Psalm 103 verse 14, for he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust.
神知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。神知道我们太渺小了。
And God knows that we are so small.
我们本来不过是尘土而已。
That we are but dust.
我们中间有没有尘土？有。
Do we have dust among us? Yes.
有没有看到？
But can we see the dust? No.
为什么没有看到？
Why can't we see it?
太小了。
Because he's so small.
所以以赛亚是说我们好像没有一样，好像没有存在一样。
And so Isaiah says we are nothing, like we don't even exist.
因此在十三节里面。
And so in verse 13.
神怜恤他的儿女。
As a father pities his children.
为什么神怜恤？因为我们不过是尘土。
Why would a father pity his children? Because we're nothing but dust.
太渺小了。
We are so small that God is willing to show us mercy. We are so weak. And so God is willing to have mercy upon us. And so the first reason why God is not easily angered is because his character is good. Secondly, because as humans we are too minuscule. And so God has mercy upon us. And so God is not easily angered toward us.
那降世为人的主耶稣在世界上也是这样。
And Lord Jesus who came into this world was likewise the same.
他是不轻易发怒。
He is not easily angered.
好，我们现在来看路加福音22章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音22章。
Luke chapter 22.
34节。
Verse 34.
路加23章。
Luke 23.
34节。
Verse 34. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots.
这一句非常伟大的祷告。
And this very great and magnanimous prayer.
如果我们做得到。
If today we can do the same.
我们就跟天父一样完
全。We will be just as perfect, just as the Father is perfect.
我们要了解一个人在平常普通的情况比较难。
It is difficult for us to really understand a person in normal circumstances.
但是我们把它放在两个情况，看他怎么反应。
But there are two settings we can put them in to test what they are made of.
一个就是把它放到极高的情况下。
And if you are to put this man in a very high and elevated position,
好像尼布加尼撒王。
Just as Nebuchadnezzar,
看他会怎么反应。
To see how this person will react.
第二个就把它放在极低的情况下。
And second, setting is to put this person in the lowest place.
好像主耶稣在十字架上。
And just as Lord Jesus was hanging on a cross.
看这个人会怎么反应。
To see how this person will react.
那我们就可以了解这个人。
Then we can deeply understand what they are like.
那这个人就是指着我们自己。
And this person is ourselves.
所以有时候我们一高了，我们就放纵。
And sometimes when we have been elevated, we will let ourselves loose.
这个就是人的本性。
And this is our inherent nature.
但是如果我们像主耶稣这样。
But if we're like Lord Jesus.
主耶稣是天下最大的冤枉，义人被钉十字架。
Lord Jesus was the most innocent man who was was crucified ever.
义人被钉十字架。
He was a righteous man that was crucified.
那钉十字架叫做苦杯。
And to be nailed on a cross is called a bitter cup.
那这个苦杯有三个苦。
And there is three bitterness to this cup.
灵魂体受苦。
It was the suffering of the body, the soul, and the spirit.
那同时发生。
And this happened at the same time.
这个苦很难了解。
And this type of suffering is difficult for us to comprehend.
那在最痛苦的时刻里面。
And during the time when he was suffering most, in most agony.
主耶稣说：“神啊，赦免他们。”
And Lord Jesus said, "Father, forgive them."
这个就是爱。
And this shows his deep love for us.
主耶稣没有生气。
And Lord Jesus was not angry.
如果换我们是主耶稣
，If today we were Lord Jesus,
可能是讲很多咒诅的话，再加上什么东西。
And maybe we would have been protesting and cursing left and right.
但是主耶稣在这个情况下
，But under the circumstances, Lord Jesus did not defend himself or be angry.
为什么他求神赦免钉他的人呢
？And why did Jesus pray for those to be forgiven who had nailed him?
他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they do.
那是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
他们不知道他们钉了一个义人。
Because they didn't know that they had nailed a righteous man to the cross.
他们也不知道钉这个义人的结果会怎样。
They didn't know what the consequences would be to nail this, to crucify this righteous man.
这是很可怕的结果。
But it was a very a terrible consequence for them.
所以主耶稣想到这个钉他的人，他就怜悯他们，赦免他们，他不会生气。
And so thinking of these people who have crucified him, Lord Jesus forgave them freely.
而且求神赦免他们。
And ask the Father to forgive them too.
所以今天我们要做到不要生气，很重要就是我们有神的心。
So today for us not to be easily angered, we have to have the same heart as Christ.
这样我们才有办法做到不要生气。
Then we can also be not easily angered.
如果我们还是人的心呢，很难做了。
If we continue to have a human heart, then we will be very difficult to achieve this characteristic.
所以困难不在乎我们能不能赦免。
And so the difficulty is not whether or not we can forgive others.
困难是基督的心能不能成形在我们里面。
The difficulty is whether or not the heart of Christ can be formed within our heart.
如果基督的心成形在我们里面
，And Christ's heart can be formed within us.
赦免是不困难的。
Then forgiveness is not difficult.
所以我们在看这个第一个人被石头打死，斯提凡。
And when we look at the first martyr, Christian martyr is Stephen.
因为有时候我们在提用主耶稣当例子大家说主耶稣是神嘛，所以自然他做得到。
Because when we use Lord Jesus as an example, many people say, "Well, Jesus is God. How can we compare to him?"
那斯提凡不是神哦。
But we know Stephen was a human just like us.
他是道地一个人。
He was just a regular person.
他也不是道成肉身哦。
He did not come or manifest in the flesh.
他是父母结婚生的。
He was born of the marriage and union between his father and mother.
但是当斯提凡被人要用石头打死的时候
，But when Stephen was about to be stoned to death.
他跪下来的祷告跟主耶稣在十字架上祷告一样。
He knelt down and gave the same prayer that Lord Jesus gave when he was being crucified.
所以我们就知道说赦免别人是可能的。
So that we know that it is possible to be able to forgive others.
如果基督的心在我们里面成
形。If today the heart of Christ can be formed in our heart.
我们就没有敌人了。
Then we have no enemies.
只有很多可怜人，没有敌人。
There will be many pitiful people, but no enemies.
为什么说很多可怜人
？Why do we call them pitiful?
因为他所做的他不知道，这个就是可怜了。
Because what they are doing, they do not know, and that is why it is so pitiful.
那这个就是值得我们怜悯了。
And so we must have mercy on them.
当我们怜悯别人
，when we have mercy upon others,
就是在证明我们的本性是好的。
And that is showing that inherent nature is good.
我们跟神是一样。
And that we are the same as God.
那这个就是我们的价值。
And this is the value of preciousness.
就是我们的尊贵。
Of our character or status.
我们有神的形象，有神的心。
We have the nobility and divine character and image of God.
所以爱是什么？
And so what is love?
爱就是不轻易发怒。
And love is not easily angered.
这个需要神帮助我们。
And this requires the help from God.
所以我们信仰有一个很重要的追求。
And so in our faith today, we have a very important goal.
好，我们来看彼得后书。
Let's look at Second Peter.
好，彼得后书。
Second Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
我们常常听很多见证在提到神的恩典，这都是好的。
And oftentimes we'll hear testimonies of the great miracles or blessings of God.
但是这里说神要给我们一个又宝贵又极大的应许。
Here, Lord, promise that He will give us exceedingly great and precious promises.
这个宝贵就是钱买不到的，这个叫做宝贵。
Precious means that something that cannot be purchased with money.
极大就是世界上没有比较的。
Exceedingly great means there is no comparison that can be found in this world.
除了天国的永生。
And other than the eternal life in heaven.
我们在地上从主耶稣能够得到什么钱买不到的，而且没有办法在主耶稣里面找得到的是什么？
What is the one thing that we can obtain from God that cannot be purchased with money, cannot be found anywhere in this world?
就是第四节。
And that is mentioned in verse 4, the latter part.
脱离从世上情欲的得了败坏，得与神的性情有份。
That through these you may be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这句话用另外一个形式来讲，就是脱去旧人，穿上新人。
In another word, to cast off the old man and to put on the new creation.
这不是钱买得到。
And this is not something that can be purchased with money.
它的价值是世界上找不到的。
His value is beyond compare and cannot be found in this world.
旧人是什么？
And what is the old man?
是被情欲所控制。
Is one that has been controlled in bondage to lust.
那这个情欲控制的结果就是败坏。
And the consequence of this lust is corruption.
所以神给我们有能力把这个旧的脱掉。
And God gives us this ability now to take off the old man.
没有从神来得能力，旧的脱不掉。
Without the power from God, it will be impossible to remove this old man.
这个罪性是一种权势。
Because sinful nature has its power.
会控制人。
It will put us into bondage.
那神的灵在哪里？那里就得自由。
But wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
圣灵一充满，这个罪的权势就解消。
When the Holy Spirit fills a place, then the power of sin will be dissolved.
所以这个旧人才会过去。
And then this old man should be cast aside.
那接下去呢？
And
跟神的性情有份。
And then how can we participate in the divine nature of God?
什么是神的性情？
What is the divine nature of God?
就是看起来跟神一样。
It is to be the same as God.
就是有神的形象。
And to have the form of God.
就是跟主耶稣一样。
It is to have reflecting the image of Christ within.
这个叫做新人。
And this is to become a new man.
所以爱是不轻易发怒。
And so love is not easily angered.
这需要我们的性情有改变，有神的性情才能够做得出来。
It requires our inherent nature to be transformed by the power of God.
这是爱的很重要的表现。
And this is the important manifestation of the character of love.
好，我们现在再来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的十三章。
13.
第五节
Verse 5
最后一句话
Last part is not provoked
不再见
Thinks no evil Thinks no evil
爱是不计算人的恶
Love does not keep record of wrongs
Yeah 我们知道如果你要去申请 credit card
We know that if we are to apply for a credit card,
他会去调查你的这个资料。
He will, they will look up your credit history.
看你这个记录好不好。
To see if your credit history is good.
当然有一些记录是好，有一些是不好的。
And some credits are trustworthy and others are not.
所以我们，你如果现在我们到 Google 去打你的名字，一打上去，什么都跑出来。
And today, if you Google your own name, many things will pop up.
甚至被看过报纸，做过什么事情，全部都跑出来。
And even if you have been in the newspaper, or any bad thing you've done will be in the Google search.
跑不掉的。
And there's nothing you can escape from.
所以这个时代，我们做过什么事情，跑不掉的。
In this day and age, what you have done cannot be escaped from.
但是，圣经里面讲，爱有一个很大的力量。
But the Bible says love has a tremendous power.
就是不计算人的恶。
And does not keep a record of wrongs.
如果我们看英文，就是不记录人的恶。
And means that do not think of the evil of others or keep a record of wrongs.
就是你在这个人的头脑里面去找，哎，发现那个别人的恶已经抵立了，已经把它删掉了。
When you try to search the archives of your mind, you are not able to remember the evil deeds of this person.
那你怎么去找？
So how can you look for it?
很简单的。
Easily.
当我们人跟人在谈话的时候，
When we are interacting with another person,
特别是很自由的情况在谈话的时候，
Especially during relaxed circumstances,
你会发现什么都讲出来。
The person will easily reveal many of the things in their heart.
那你就发现，哦，很多人在头脑里面有很多的记录别人的恶。
Then you'll find that in many people's minds, they have kept record of the wrongs of others.
那很多人就是我们自己就其中一个。
And these many people are we ourselves. We're one of them.
那不计算人的恶，就是把别人的负面的、对我们得罪的不好，全部把它删掉。
And to not keep a record of wrong is to delete those files that we have kept on the people who have wronged against us and what they have done.
但是有时候头脑跟电脑不太一样。
But our mind is different from a computer.
你这个头脑啊，你越想要把它忘掉，越忘不掉。
The more you want to try to forget something, the more you can't forget.
那怎么办？
And so what can we do?
这个不计算人恶就是不提了。
And to not remember their evil deeds is to not mention it.
是忘不掉了，但是就不提了，那个已经过去了。
And we don't mention anymore because it has passed and has gone.
这个叫做爱。
And this is called love.
这个不简单了。
And this is not easy either.
我们现在回来看诗篇的103篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 103.
诗篇的103篇。
Psalms 103.Verse 11. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him.
12.
Verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us.
这里说，天离地有何等高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人何等大。天离地有多高？
So exactly how high are the heavens?
没有办法讲。
It is immeasurable, indescribable.
所以神对我们的爱呀有多大？
So how great is the love of God, mercy toward us?
讲不出来。
It's indescribable.
好，那东离西有多远？
And as far as the east is from the west.
东离西是完全180度不同的方向。
And from east to west is a complete opposite direction of 180 degrees.
你讲不出来有多远了。
We cannot describe the distance.
那神叫我们的过犯离开我们也有多远？
So far has he removed our transgressions from us.
所以神不计算我们的恶。
And therefore God keeps no record of our wrongs.
但是有一个条件啊。
But there is a criteria.
这个地方讲。
Here it states.
我们要敬畏神。
We need to fear God.
我们先来看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
约翰一书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
第九节。
Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
第十节。
Verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
这个地方讲，我们说无罪便是自欺。第八节。
Here it says that if we say we have no sin, we have deceived ourselves.
为什么？
Why?
因为神说每个人都有罪。
Because God says everyone has sinned.
那神是绝对的对。
And God is absolutely correct.
所以我们说我没有罪，那变成是我错的。
And so if we say we have no sin, then we are wrong.
但是有时候我们不服气，我错在哪里？
But sometimes we're not willing to submit, and so we argue, where are we wrong?
怎么想都不会觉得自己有罪啊。
No matter how we think, we would think that we have no wrong.
我杀人吗？
Did I kill anyone?
我抢人吗？
Did I rob anyone?
没有啊。
No.
下面说, 真理也不在我们的心里。
But when we think this way, it states here in Scripture that the truth is not in us.
原来啊, 我们觉得自己没有罪, 是因为用自己的标准来量自己。
When we consider that we are without sin is because we're using our own standard to measure and judge ourselves.
用社会的文化标准来量自己。
We're using the societal standards to measure ourselves.
用国家的法律来量自己。
We're using the laws of this nation to measure ourselves.
那神的标准一进去,
But when God's standard enters into our heart,
罪就跑出来了。
Then a sin is revealed.
命令的总归是什么?
And what is the conclusion of all law?
爱神爱人。
To love God and love others.
你这个一量, 我们问题就很多了。
And when this measure is put in, upon us, we find that we are falling short in many ways.
所以有一个弟兄在 NYTS 祷告被圣灵充满, 说要见证他的罪。
And so there is a brother in NYTS who was moved by the Holy Spirit to testify of his sins.
这是第一次听到的。
And this is the first time I've ever heard this.
那他见证什么?
And what did he confess?
十条诫命。
The Ten Commandments.
我们常常讲十条诫命, 我没有问题啊。
A lot of times we think we have kept the Ten Commandments.
那是我们自己想的。
But that is according to our own standards.
在他的一见证之下, 我们发现哦, 差不多每一条我们每天都在犯。
But after his testimony, we find that we are just like him. We have committed and violated every commandment.
大罪不犯, 小罪不断。
We have no mortal sins, but we have many minor sins.
这个是我们人的 常态。
And this is the characteristic, this is the way we are.
如果神要纪念我们的恶,
However, if God was to count and kept a record of all our wrongs,
你那个小罪一点点一点点一直把它积到最后也是很大了。
If he was to accumulate all our small points of sins, then it will amass to a great sin.
那我们要怎么办?
So what should we do?
第八节,
verse
约翰一书第一章第八节。
And 1 John chapter 1, verse 8.
我们认自己的罪, 神是信实的, 公义必要赦免我们的罪。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
所以原来神不计算我们的恶啊, 只要我们只要做一件事情。
So for God not to count or keep a record of wrongs, we need to do one thing.
承认自己的罪。
We must humbly confess our sins.
那神怜悯我们, 他就把过去的罪全部都抹消了。
Then under God's mercy, He will blot out all our past transgressions and remember them no more.
罪是什么?
And what is sin?
圣经说, 罪就是债。
The Bible says sin is a debt.
小罪就是小债。
And a small sin is a small debt.
小债积起来就大债。
And small debts accumulated together becomes a large debt.
那这个大债我们还不了了。
And a large debt can never be repaid.
犯罪的时候很快乐。
When we are committing sin, it is very pleasurable.
好像用 credit card 3块钱, 5块钱, 这很快乐。
It's like we are swiping the credit card and spending $3, $5. We're very happy.
那小小的一只鸡, 账单一来, 哇, 这么多。
But after we have accumulated all these bills and a statement comes at the end of the month, we are shocked by the total bill because we are unable to pay it back.
神的恩典在哪里?
And where is the grace of God?
只要你承认, 我错了。
As long as we confess that we do have sin,
你帮助我, 下一次不要再犯。
God, please help us so we may not trespass against you again.
这个债就抹消了。
Then our sins shall be wiped clean.
那将来在天国算账的时候, 这笔债就没有了。
And later when we settle our accounts in heaven with God, this debt has already been paid.
因为神已经把它解除了。
Because God has already canceled the debt.
这个就是神的怜悯, 神的爱。
This is a reflection of the mercy and love of God.
不计算人的恶。
That He will not keep no record of our wrongs.
我们不要去算别人有多坏。
And therefore we must not keep record of other people's wrongs.
所以, 有一句话说, 隐恶扬善, 这实在是很美的。 隐恶, 把人的恶, 隐藏起来, 那我们讲都是讲人的善。
And so in Chinese saying that there is a great virtue in trying to hide the evil of others and only mentioning the good.
有时候我跟信徒谈话, 我就非常羡慕, 一直在思想。
And sometimes when I talk to believers, I'm very admirable, I admire them so much.
这有的信徒真的是 优美的。
Some believers really has the beauty of virtue.
隐恶扬善。
That they are willing to cover the evil of others and only speak of the good.
有很多人对他做很多不对的事。
And though many people may have done evil against them,
从来不提。
But they will never mention it.
再来，他所提的都是善。
And anything they mention is only good.
这就是圣经所说的爱。
And this is the love in accordance to the Bible.
不计算人的恶。
To keep no record of wrongs.
所以有时候我们常常在想，爱就是用金钱帮助人，这是非常非常小的一部分。
Love is not simply helping others with our financial means. That's only a small expression of love.
如果我们对爱的了解只是这样，我们常常发现，我现在还有什么机会去行爱呢？
If our understanding of love is so limited, then how can we show our love?
但是如果我们从圣经对爱有一个全盘的了解
，But if we have a full understanding what love is according to Scripture,
我们就发现我们是缺乏爱的世代。
Then we find that we are generation lacking love.
在家庭里面
，In our own family homes,
我们需要像主耶稣那样的爱。
We need to apply the love of Jesus Christ.
使婚姻更圆满。
So our marriage union will be even more harmonious.
使父母跟子女能够更平顺
，so that the parents and the children can be even more smooth in their relationship.
使兄弟姐妹能够更和睦
，so that brothers and sisters can get along.
那如果我们有主耶稣这样的爱
，and today if we have the love of Christ,
我们的教会真的会变成大家庭。
Our church will truly become one great family.
爱是什么
？And what is love?
跟主耶稣一样，就是有爱心。
To be the same as Jesus Christ, and that is love.
唱诗。
And sing him.
332.
332.